And ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. I'm Michael Lindenbaum, and we are brought to you by the Tillkilt in Frederick, Maryland. The Tillkilt Pub and Eatery, located at 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland, comes with a Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tillkilt Girls. For more on Tillkilt Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And ladies and gentlemen, today is September 19th. We have had the first 2 days of the World Cup of Hockey take place, and one game has already taken place today, which we will not be covering on today's episode because I was at work and I have not been able to compile the stats and numbers for that game. So we're going to start off with September 17th with Team USA versus Team Europe in the Group A round robin. The lineups for Team Europe was Tomas Tatar with Anze Kopitar and Marian Hossa, Marian Gaborik with Franz Nielsen and Matt Zuccarello, Tobias Ryder with Leon Draisaitl and Nino Niederreiter, Thomas Vanek with Pierre-Édouard Bellemare and Jannik Hansen. On defense, they had Roman Josi with Dennis Seidenberg, Zdeno Chara with Andre Sekera, Christian Erhoff with Mark Streit, and Yaroslav Halak starting in the net. Then for Team USA, you had Zach Parise with Joe Pavelski and Blake Wheeler, James Van Riemsdyk with Derek Stefan and Patrick Kane, Max Pacioretty with Ryan Kessler and TJ Oshie, and Justin Abdelkader with Brandon Nubinsky and David Backes. Your defense pairings were Ryan Suter with John Carlson, Ryan McDonough with Matt Niskanen, and Jack Johnson with Eric Johnson, and Jonathan Quick starting in goal. Now, please note, as I go through this, everyone knows that normally I do stats at the end of every period. I was at two conventions this weekend, and Dixon was doing his best to keep me informed on what was going on. However, one thing that we were not able to compile was in-between period stats. So we're going to go through the breakdown of the periods and then do the stats at the very end. And starting off with the first period at 4:19, Europe got a goal from Marian Gaborik, his first of the tournament and first goal of the tournament period, from Franz Nielsen and Matt Zuccarello, both their first assists of this tournament. Then at 11:19, Ryan Kessler of Team USA would be called for holding. At the end of one, Europe would be up 1-0 over Team USA. Then, going into the second period, at 4:02, Leon Draisaitl would score his first of the tournament from Nino Niederreiter and Tobias Ryder to give Europe the two-goal lead. Then at 4:26, Ryan Kessler would be called for tripping. Then at 12:11, the Europe bench would be called for too many men on the ice, which would be served by Tomas Tatar. Then at 16:19, Europe player Christian Erhoff would be called for tripping. Then at 18:32, Pierre-Édouard Bellemare would score his first of the tournament, assisted by Jannik Hansen and Christian Erhoff, both their first assists of the tournament. This would then give Europe the 3-0 lead at the end of the second. And then going into the third period, Brandon Dubinsky would be called for a double minor for high sticking at 2:22. Then Christian Erhoff would be called for interference at 13:02. And then Marian Gaborik would be called for hooking at 15:29. Team Europe would go on to defeat Team USA 3-0. Shots were 35-17 in favor of Team USA. Faceoffs were 55% to 45% in favor of Team USA. Team USA also out-hit Europe 25-19. And both teams were 0-4. On the power play. For Team USA, I would have to say that this obviously was a very disappointing game. Team USA was probably a favorite going into this game. Playing, you know, they outshot them, but how many of those shots were quality shots? Team Europe had 17 shots on goal, were able to get 3 on net. They, you know, for Team Europe, this is a huge, huge game for them to get the win over Team USA, and now Team USA now has to recuperate for tomorrow's game against Team Canada, which is many being called a championship game. Then, you know, also for Europe, this was a good showing for them, showing that, hey, yes, we have many players from many different countries on our team, but we are able to mesh together and play for one common cause, which is for Team Europe. Team USA, again, they're the dominant team statistically, but it did not show on the scoreboard, and for them, they need to pick up their play and play a much better game against Canada on Tuesday. Then also on the same day, for the other Group A round robin game, it was the Czech Republic versus Canada. The lineups for the Czech Republic was Milan Mikalic with Tomas Plekanec and Jakub Voracek, Andrej Palat with Martin Hanzel and David Pasternak, Michael Frolik with Radek Faksa and Alice Hemsky, Roman Cervenka with Vladimir Sobotka and Dmitry Jaskin, Michael Kempny with Roman Polak on D, Jacob Nakladil and Andre Schuster on D, and Michael Jordan with Zibanek Mikalic, with Michael Neuwirth starting in net. Now, for Team Canada, they had Brad Marchand with Sidney Crosby and Patrice Bergeron, John Tavares with Ryan Getzlaff and Steven Stamkos, Logan Couture with Jonathan Toews and Corey Perry, Joe Thornton with Ryan O'Reilly and Matt Duchene. On defense, Marc-Edouard Vlasic with Shea Weber, Jay Bouwmeester with Drew Doughty, Alex Pietrangelo with Brent Burns, and Carey Price in net. And going into the first period, Andre Schuster would be called for slashing at 140. Steven Stamkos would be called for holding at 155. Then at 335, Brad Marchand would be called for hooking. Then at 8:26, Sidney Crosby would score his first of the tournament from Brad Marchand and Steven Stamkos. Then at 17:08, Brad Marchand would score his first of the tournament from Brent Burns and Sidney Crosby. Then at 19:59, Patrice Bergeron would score his first of the tournament from Brad Marchand, which would be his second assist and third point of the tournament of the game. Canada would go into the second period up 3-0. And in the second period, Jay Bouwmeester would be called for interference at 3:14. Then at 7:22, Joe Thornton would score his first of the tournament, assisted by Sidney Crosby and Matt Duchene, and Sidney Crosby's second assist and Duchene's first of the tournament. And then Brent Burns would be called for tripping at 7:57. Then Zibanek Mikalic would be called for hooking at 12:51. And on the power play at 14:45, Jonathan Toews would score his first of the tournament from Ryan Getzlaff and John Tavares. Canada would be up 5-0 after the second period, and in the third period, Ryan Getzlaff would be called for holding at 2:14, Matt Duchene would be called for hooking at 7:01, then Jacob Nakladil would be called for holding at 11:32, and then on that power play at 12:41, Alex Pietrangelo would score his first of the tournament, assisted by Drew Doughty and John Tavares, their first and second of the tournament, respectively. Canada would go on to win the game 6-0. They would outshoot the Czechs 50-27. In the faceoff circle, Canada won 62% compared to Czech Republic's 38%. Hits were 17-16 in favor of Canada, and the Czechs were 0-6 on the power play, and Canada was 2-3. For the Czechs, this was a very, very poor showing for them, possibly even poorer than the one that the United States put up against Team Europe earlier in the day. Canada was able to pepper Michael Neuwirth for 50 shots. You cannot put the onus on Michael Neuwirth for this game. There's only so much he can do when he's facing 50 shots on goal, and the team is not playing up the par, especially when you're losing 62% of the faceoffs. And they had 6 power play opportunities and did nothing with them. As for Team Canada, they showed why they are considered the powerhouse of this tournament, and will have a very tough task in front of them when they take on the United States tomorrow, with a very hungry United States hoping to win, because if they lose, it'll be very hard for them to move on to the next round. And with that, we are going to go to a quick break, and when we come back, we will go over the Group B play that took place on September 18th. Come one, come all to MCW Pro Wrestling's first time ever Tribute to the Legends convention and live event hosted by pro wrestling legend Bill Apter. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., come see special guests like Jim Ross, Bret Hart, Sonny, Rikishi, and many other wrestling legends for meet and greets. Then at 7:30 p.m., there will be 8 action-packed matches featuring your favorite MCW stars. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit MCWProWrestling.com. Looking for hockey cards to build your collection, or that specific card you would like to have to get signed by your favorite player? Then I recommend Just Hockey Cards out in Silver Spring, Maryland. Donald takes good care of me when I'm looking to build my collection, and he'll help you too. For inquiries, reach out to Donald at blake4av@aol.com. That's blake4av. 4av@aol.com. Looking for something exciting to do the weekend before Thanksgiving? Then come to DerpyCon. DerpyCon, which is November 18th through 20th, 2016 at the Hyatt Morristown in Morristown, New Jersey, comes to special guests like Todd Haberkorn, Vic McNoya, Uncle Yo, and many more. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit DerpyCon.com. And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Experience Hockey Talk, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans, brought to you by the Till Kill in Frederick, Maryland. And now we're going to do the Group B round robin games, which took place on September 18th. First off, starting with Sweden versus Russia. For Team Sweden, their lineup consisted of Daniel Sedin with Henrik Sedin and Louis Eriksson, Philip Forsberg with Nicholas Backstrom and Patrick Hornqvist, Carl Hagelin with Marcus Kruger and Jacob Silverberg, Gabriel Landeskog with Michael Backlund and Carl Soderberg. On defense, Matthias Ekholm with Erik Karlsson, Victor Hedman with Anton Strålman, and Oliver Ekman Larsson with Niklas Hjalmarsson, with Jacob Markstrom in the net. Then for Team Russia, you had Alex Ovechkin with Pavel Datsyuk and Nikita Kucherov, Nikolai Kulemin with Evgeny Malkin and Vladimir Tarasenko, Artemi Panarin with Vadim Shipachekov, and Evgeny Dadonov, and then Ivan Telgin with Artem Anisimov and Evgeny Kuznetsov. On defense, you had Dmitry Orlov with Nikita Zaitsev, Andrei Markov with Alexei Yemelin, Dmitry Kulikov with Alexei Marchenko, and Sergei Bobrovsky in the net. And then in the first period, you had Anton Strålman of Sweden being called for slashing at 6:04, then Dmitry Orlov of Team Russia being called for delay of game at 10:57. At the end of the first, it would be tied 0-0. Then, going into the second period, Vadim Shipachev of Russia was called for hooking at 10:37. On that power play at 10:41, Gabriel Landeskog would score the first goal of the tournament from Erik Karlsson and Nicholas Backstrom. Then at 12:52, Sweden would get another goal, this time from Victor Hedman, his first of the tournament as well, from Carl Hagelin and Henrik Sedin. Then at 14:51, Carl Soderberg of Sweden got called for interference, and Alex Ovechkin of Russia was called for embellishment. Then at 17:13, Nicholas Backstrom was called for hooking. Sweden would be up 2-0 after the second period. Then going into the third period, Alex Ovechkin would be called for slashing at 5:52. Then at 19:27, Alex Ovechkin would be called would score his first of the tournament from Evgeny Malkin and Pavel Datsyuk. Sweden would go on to win the game 2-1. Shots were 29-28 in favor of Sweden. Faceoffs were 52% for Russia and 48% for Sweden. Hits were 32-14 in favor of Russia. And Sweden was 1-for-3 on the power play, whereas Russia was 0-for-2. This was possibly the most tightly contested game between the first three round-robin games. Sweden holding on to win 2-1. Russia obviously not showing up until about the last 5 minutes to bring on the pressure to Team Sweden. They could have had the tying goal with 8 seconds left, but it hit off Ovi's hand into the net instead of off of the stick. So Team Russia, they're now in a must-win situation going into their next game. Will they go on to win and keep their chances alive of making it to the semifinals? We will find out as they go on during on this tournament. And then for Team Sweden, this was a good showing for them, especially the fact that Henrik Lundqvist could not play due to being ill. So good game for Sweden, good game, not so good game for Russia, but a good finish for Russia. Russia, if they could start the way they finished and continue that, I think Russia will be good for the rest of this tournament. Then for your Group B round robin finale of the weekend, you had Team North America versus Finland. For North America, the lineup was Austin Matthews with Connor McDavid and Mark Scheifele, Johnny Gaudreau with Jack Eichel and Dylan Larkin, Jonathan Drouin with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Nathan MacKinnon, Vincent Trocheck with Sean Couturier and Brandon Saad. On defense, you had Aaron Ekblad with Morgan Riley, Ryan Murray with Seth Jones, and Shane Gostisbehere with Colton Pareko. and Matt Murray in the net. For Finland, you had Patrick Laine with Alexander Barkov and Sebastian Aho, Michael Granlund with Miku Koivu and Jonas Donskoi, Jussi Jokinen with Valtteri Filppula and Leo Komarov, Juri Lehterä with Erik Hellula and Lauri Korpikoski. Rasmus Ristolainen and Esa Lindell together on defense, along with Sami Vatanen with Olli Maatta and Sami Lepesto with Ville Poka. Pekka Rinne starting in net. In the first period, North America penalty would be called first at minute 37 seconds when Shane Gostisbehere would be called for hooking. Then Juri Lehterä would be called for high staking at 4:23, which on that power play at 5:03, Jack Eichel would score his first of the tournament from Austin Matthews and Connor McDavid. Then at 8:03, Mark Scheifele would be called for high sticking. At the end of the first period, North America would be up 1-0 over Finland. In the second period, at 5:27, Johnny Gaudreau would score his first of the tournament from Colton Pareko and Dylan Larkin. Then at 7:27, Jonathan Drouin would score his first of the tournament from Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Shane Gostisbehere. And at 14:37, Nathan MacKinnon would score his first of the tournament from Colton Pareko, who recorded his second assist of the period. North America would be up 4-0 over Finland after the second period. Thus, going into the third period, Dylan Larkin would be called for roughing at 8:24, along with Sami Vatanen. And then at 15:53, Valtteri Filppula would score his first of the tournament from Jussi Jokinen and Leo Komarov. North America would go on to win the game 4-1. Shots were 43-25 in favor of North America. Faceoffs were 53%-47% in favor of North America. Hits were 27-26 in favor of North America. And on the power play, North America was a perfect 1-for-1, where Finland was 0-for-2. This was a very good showing for Team North America. They were able to showcase why the young kids are able to play in a big tournament like this. They took it to a Team Finland and dominated Team Finland from the start. Very good game for them. For Team Finland, honestly, they need to just regroup real quickly and get themselves back into it and get ready for their next game. Team North America, of course, I believe playing Russia next. So, for those are your four games that have happened so far. Action from today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday will come to you on Friday. So with that, this has been the Experience Hockey Talk, brought to you by the Till Kill in Frederick, Maryland. You can follow the podcast at the Lindenbaum 75 on Twitter, at the Michael X 75 on Instagram, Facebook at facebook.com/x75productions and facebook.com/experiencehockeytalk. And of course, on Thursday on Twitch, twitch.tv/themichaelx75, Dixon and I will be playing NHL 17 yet again. And hopefully we'll be able to get some competition in EA Sports Hockey League. So once again, this is the Experience Hockey Talk, brought to you by the Tillkill Frederick. Tillkill Pub and Eatery, located 5605 Spectrum Drive in Frederick, Maryland. Come to the Celtic-themed sports pub featuring the world-famous Tillkill Girls. For more on Tillkill Frederick, visit them on Facebook today. And I am Michael Lindenbaum, and until next time, we'll see you on the ice.